I'm coming to all of you, independent, strong, and opinionated ladies, and giving you just a little reminder that I give myself. Let people help you. As we know, each time I send out an audio, I end it with my life's verse, a phrase from my life's verse, Ephesians 5:2. Walk in love. We love God in large part by loving others. And God himself, in large part, shows us his love through others. He works with people. He works through people. He may put your name on someone's mind even today to pray for you, and you may never know it. You've had him do that for you, right? You've had someone come to your mind. The Holy Spirit is telling you, pray for that person. Or bring a gift to that person tonight at church. Or smile at that person coming down the hall. Or give that person a tract. Tell that person about the Lord. God works through people, for people. That's how he shows us his love, in large part. But sometimes we can get a little bit stubborn. Sometimes we can get a little bit, I've got this. I can do this on my own. Sometimes that's a personality. Sometimes it's our upbringing. Sometimes it's the modern culture. But I just want to give a shout out to all of us to graciously allow people to help you. This could be the person at the four-way stop sign who motions for you to go first, even though it's not your turn. They are wanting to be unselfish and have you go first. You know what? Take it. Go ahead and go first and wave and smile at them. That was a kind act. Possibly someone in a grocery store line has a lot of groceries and you have five things. And they say, you go first in line. Take it. Be gracious and take it. This shouldn't have to be something that is talked about, but there's something that wells up in us. Possibly we don't want to take advantage of anyone. Possibly we don't want to try to be proud or put ourselves first. So we actually do the wrong thing and come across rude by refusing a kind gesture. Take the kind gestures. Do you know that those are God's hugs for you? In your day, everything kind that is done to you by a fellow human being, small things, big things, everything. Notice them. Thank God for them. He put them there. And graciously receive them. We do not want to slap away God's hand. Of course, we wouldn't do this on purpose. But we may be missing out on some ways he wants to show his personal love to us by refusing kind gestures from others. If someone gives you a discount at a store, if someone offers you a coupon, if someone lets you go first in line, all of these, if your neighbor does something kind for you, the last house where we lived, no matter how early we got up in the morning, in the winter after a snowfall, our neighbors were already shoveling our sidewalk. It seemed like we could never get out there early enough. And the embarrassing thing was, they are 20 to 30 years older than us. Their kids were already grown. We had little children at the time, and I just kept thinking, this is so kind. That was the way that they showed us their love. Sometimes we might almost argue with people and telling them, oh, that's not necessary. Here's another category, compliments. If we just thought about a compliment coming directly from the Lord to us, I know sometimes compliments can be embarrassing. We feel awkward. We don't know how to accept them. But if we think of them as God hugs, as Jesus himself telling us through another person something nice, maybe we could just smile and say, thank you. We don't have to put ourselves down afterwards. We don't have to say, oh, really? Oh, I got this at the thrift store. This was so cheap. We don't have to explain all the reasons why we shouldn't be complimented or this isn't really nice. That's an insecurity because we don't feel good enough. Let's look at compliments in a new way. Just take them in, smile, and say, thank you. No explanations necessary. That's all. Just say, thank you. This takes a little bit of practice if we're used to unconsciously putting ourselves down. If we start becoming aware of the good things that happen to us every single day, the kind gestures by strangers, the compliments people are giving us, every person that smiles at us, do you know that a whole new world of happiness and feeling loved and cherished by God may open up to us? This could be the Lord just showing you personally his intense love for you. So let's practice. You get a compliment, smile and say, thank you. Let's practice again. You get a compliment, smile and say, thank you so much. The end. No more explanation. That's it. You have just received a compliment straight from the Lord through another person. These are just things that are sometimes good to remember. There are times when the devil wants us to feel unloved by God, not good enough. He tells lies. He tells us lies all the time about our self-image, about our worth, our identity. But God is also passionately pursuing us. We must come aware of his love, and he does it through others. Let's keep our eyes open and graciously accept everything that comes our way as a good and perfect gift straight from the hands of the Father. And in turn, we walk in love, loving God through loving others.